Tomorrow, the vice president heads to the Mideast. His first stop is Jordan. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the capital, Amman, that Cheney will have his work cut out for him there, trying to win support for a strike against Iraq.
Cheney arrives here at a time when Jordan's economy is reeling from the impact of the 18-month-old Palestinian uprising on its border, and its citizens are increasingly incensed by Israel's military operations in the West Bank and Gaza. The vice president is expected to want to focus on Iraq, but Jordan's foreign minister, Marwan Muasher, says the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a much more pressing priority for his government.
We are witnessing a spiral of violence on both sides that is going to get worse and worse if the United States does not get actively involved in the region. We hope that the trip will be an opportunity for the vice president to see firsthand the suffering that is going on in the area, to help convince him that the United States should get re-involved.
Muasher says Jordan will encourage Cheney to more actively support a recently floated peace initiative by Saudi Arabia. In its broad form, the plan offers Israel peace and normalized relations with the Arab world in exchange for withdrawal from all the territory occupied in the 1967 war. Arab leaders believe the proposal offers a viable solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict. Given Jordan's concerns about the conflict, Foreign Minister Muasher says the last thing Jordan wants to see is a war on its eastern border with Iraq. And he says Jordan will make that point clear to Vice President Cheney.
The status quo is not an ideal one, but we are simply not sure whether a military strike will result in a better future, particularly if the territorial integrity of Iraq is affected. We would be faced with a situation far worse than the status quo.
On the eve of the Cheney visit to Amman, King Abdullah met with a senior Iraqi envoy and said a U.S. military strike on Iraq would be catastrophic for the region. Jordan fears that the U.S. policy of regime change in Baghdad could result in the breakup of a historically fractious country. And though President Bush has labeled Saddam Hussein's Iraq part of an axis of evil, here in Jordan, Iraq is considered a friendly neighbor whose generosity keeps the economy afloat. Political analyst Labib Kamhawi.
The economic well-being of Jordan depends basically on its trade relations with Iraq. Not to mention the oil that Jordan is getting from Iraq at special rate, and half of it is for free. And if this is lost for any reason, Jordan will be totally devastated.
Jordan's economy was badly hurt by the last U.S.-led war on Iraq in 1991, and Jordan's relations with the U.S. were strained after it chose not to join the Allied coalition against Baghdad. Jawad Anani is a former advisor to the late King Hussein. He says 11 years after the Gulf War, Jordan has rebuilt close political and economic ties with the U.S. But, says Anani, if Cheney demands Jordanian support for a U.S. attack now, Jordan will be in a real bind.
If the king asked me to take a decision, I would have a nightmare as to how to advise him over that. Can King Abdullah take a position that is not pro-U.S.? I really don't think he can. And now we are doomed if we accept the United States position and endorse it, because that would mean we are going to risk Jordan's security for no obvious reason.
Anani says a war on Iraq will very likely lead to civil unrest here. Foreign Minister Muasher insists the only solution to the Iraq problem is a diplomatic one.
We are strong supporters of the United States when it comes to the issue of terrorism, but Iraq has not been linked with terrorism, has not been linked with anthrax. There is a problem of weapons of mass destruction. There is a problem of abiding by UN resolutions. But that does not mean that you go about solving such problems militarily all the time.
But the fear here is that Cheney is not coming to listen to Arab concerns, and that's generating a lot of apprehension about U.S. objectives in the region. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.